We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, canto 3rd, chapter number 13, the appearance of Lord Varaha, text number 43, Kaha, Swami Srila Prabhupada. Who else you, who else but you, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, could deliver the earth from within the water? It is not very wonderful for you, however, because you acted most wonderfully in the creation of the universe. By your energy, you have created this wonderful cosmic manifestation. When a scientist discovers something impressive to the ignorant mass of people, the common man, without inquiry, accepts such a discovery as wonderful. But the intelligent man is not struck with wonder by such discoveries. He gives all credit to the person who created the wonderful brain of the scientist. A common man is also struck with wonder by the wonderful action of the material nature, and he gives all credit to the cosmic manifestation. The learned Krishna conscious person, however, knows well that behind the cosmic manifestation is the brain of Krishna, as confirmed in Bhagavad Gita, Maya Dakshina Prakriti Suyate Sacharacharam. Since Krishna can direct the wonderful cosmic manifestation, it is not at all wonderful for him to assume the gigantic form of a boar and thus deliver the earth from the mire of the water. A devotee is therefore not astonished to see the wonderful boar, because he knows that the Lord is able to act far more wonderfully by his potencies, which are inconceivable to the brain of even the most erudite scientist. Om Jnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshul Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurve Namah Sri Chaitanya Manovistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Jitapadakamalam Sri Gurum Vaishnavamsha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunatam Utam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sagana Lalita Sri Vishakhanutamsha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastade Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Sri Hari Priye Vancha Kalpata Rupyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyayivacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gauravakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Kaha Shraddha Dita Anyattamastava Prabho Rasangataya Bhuva Udvi Parnam Na Vismayo Sautvai Vishva Vishvamaye Yo Maya Idam Susrajati Ati Vishvayam. Who else but you, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, could deliver the earth from within the water? It is not very wonderful for you, however, because you acted most wonderfully in the creation of the universe. By your energy, you have created this wonderful cosmic manifestation. Srila Prabhupada says, the world is full of wonders, but for common men, ignorant men, those who do not understand Parashaktirvividhiyasruyate svabhaviki jnanabalakriyacha. They don't understand that Supreme potencies are internal and so in tune with His desire that without even ordering them, they act knowing His desire. Into jnanabalakriya, knowledge, strength and activities. Knowledge is, it is understood that it is the manifestation of Krishna's energy. Knowledge is an energy, power. They say knowledge is power, right? Pen is the mighty power. Those who write something about something that makes sense to them and people appreciate. So, jnana bala kriya. Bala, we understand that it is exerting power, but subtle power of the knowledge is also impressive. And it becomes one of the opulence of the Lord, all-knowing personality of God. So, for the Supreme, He does not come and manifest Himself anything. Alright? Lord Vara appeared in a wonderful way. The Lord assumed the form of Vara, but Keshavadrita Shukar Rupa Jaya Jagadisha Hare, we say. Then it is Keshav, it is Krishna who assumed this particular form. So how do we see Lord Krishna separate from His own creation or of wonderful act or play? It is transcendental secrecy. And nobody can know except His intimate devotees. And they reveal for the benefit of us. But unless and until we follow in their footsteps, we won't also understand. Right? So, the knowledge is descending. From Krishna's desire, it is manifesting in the form of energy which is called knowledge. That is Samvit Shakti. Samvit, Ladini and Sandini, three Shakti. But Samvit Shakti always remains in the heart of the Lord. And then it comes through the flute of the Lord. And then it enters into Brahma's ears, eight ear holes as Gayatri. Brahma become acquainted with the knowledge by austerity, right? Tene Brahma Radaya Adi Kavaye, right? So it becomes the prime source of descending knowledge. So we must receive in the form of descending. How we can jump up on an ascending, just like the modern scientists. They don't understand that knowledge is the potency of the Lord and manifested. When knowledge is manifested, the Lord's potency is manifested. So, if their knowledge is about the creation and not the creator, what kind of knowledge is this? That's where the crux of falsity of Hinduistic beliefs. They worship the creation, not the creator. That's why they are away from Krishna. We worship the creation. We think creation is equal to the creator. That's not, it is a wrong proposition. Most of the Hindus who are not Vaishnavas, they will go and look around. They believe in something else than Krishna. They agree with Krishna, but they disagree in behavior. They adhere to subordinate principles of His creation. The devatas, they are creation. They are not creators. So, to worship the creation is not making any sense. It is important to worship the Creator because He is responsible, cause of all causes. He is responsible. So if you ignore the Supreme Personality of Godhead by worshipping the creation, then why do you worship the creation? Because you want to have the portion of it. You want to acquire. It means you are in competition with the Creator. You want to usurp. So naturally, for them to understand that how this has been created, he says, who cares about creation? Just enjoy what you have in front of you. That's a creation. Krishna is absent. If you think Krishna is there, but then why he is telling in Bhagavad Gita that I have created, but I'm not in the creation. He says that. Maya tatam idam jagat sarvam avyakta murtina. Avyakta means unmanifested. I'm pervading into entire creation, but into my impersonal form. Avyakta murti. Impersonal form. Now, does it mean that impersonal form means nirgun, without any qualities, nirakar, without any shape? What do you mean by nirgun? Avyakta murti. But avyakta murti, if you listen further, mastani cha sarvabhutani na chatvam te avasthita. Everybody is in me, but I'm not in them. I'm not situated in this material, even though I have created. Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead is very difficult to be found within this material. There is always an indirect approach. Because we are mesmerized by the creation, so we do not go much into the creative principles. While Srimad Bhagavatam is emphasizing the sarga. Sarga means creation. Brahma does visarga. And he is also getting bewildered because he is the first jiva. So, these rishis who are praying to Lord Varahadeva, expose this truth that for you, who is the creator, the transcendental creator of this material cosmic manifestation, is so much bewildering. Tene brahma radaya adi kave muhyanti at suraya. Bewilderment starts right from the very beginning to all the devatas. Where Tejo Vari Mridam Yatha Vinimayo Trisargo Amrusha Dhamna Svena Sada Nirastakukam Satyam Piramdime. It is difficult for the demigods to understand how this has come about. Tejo Vari. From fire, water came. Mridam, from water, earth came. It is such a gross experience before our tiny eyes that we become bewildered. We can't see the micronutrients or microelements or even the dissolved particles. Right? But if we put up a drop of water and let it dry, evaporate it, you will see the particles are coming up. The earth element is coming out from the water. And scientists get bewildered. Yeah, how this is impossible. From water, earth comes. When they went on the moon, Prabhupada said, they are foolish. They said there is no life in the moon. But sand is there. How did you get the sand? When the water evaporated, the sand was left. So, if earth is there, water is there somewhere. Right? So, we do not give in to such foolish conclusion which they, within the tiny brain, you know, they can understand. They don't have power to understand, you know. But the manifestation with a firm conviction, if our conception is right, you know, according to Shastra, then manifestation is possible. Mm. So here it is, the word used is Shraddhatita, and the translation is can endeavor. Mm. When you make an endeavor, is it not without any faith? You are convinced. The Lord is not at all bewildered. He is always going full-fledged. And because His potencies are going to act, so He simply appears in such a way, very wonderful way, that unless and until He displays His power, displays His victory, people will not accept Him as He is. You know? So, the Supreme Lord is the Supreme Creator, but just like the original actor is remaining behind the curtains, only He appears in different roles that He has to play. All right? An actor is not celebrated if he comes without any particular role on the stage. He's an ordinary man. And there we take for granted that he's one of the workers there. But we do not know that the person is so skillful actor that does not expose him himself as a real person. Naham prakasha sarvasya yoga maya samavruta. Now yoga maya is Krishna Himself is covering with yoga maya. It doesn't mean that, oh, He is covered with maya, just like us. Yoga maya samavruta. He is covered by yoga maya, means He is not affected by yoga maya, but our vision cannot make it possible to see Him through. Right? So like that. Yoga maya samavruta. So, who else other than you, my dear Lord, can manifest this kind of wonders? Yogeshwarya is the master of mystics. Yoga and the manifestation of its perfection are also very wonderful. Even physically, if one person goes on Ashtanga Yoga with all perfection stages to clear, then he gets Ashtasiddhi, eightfold of perfections. Anima, Lagima, Mahima, Ishita, Vishita, Prakamya, Prapti. So many. And for common men, it is very wonderful. But these are all tricks. And one becomes very proficient in it. So it doesn't make observation of a wrong perception. But that is the material world. The observation of wrong perception has been implied and it becomes the norm. How do they understand the mystic of the Supreme Personality of God? So here, these rishis are so confirmed that yes, my dear Lord, who else but they have to pray Varaha Deva. in that form, not in original Vishnu form. They worship Varaha, because for such a transcendental form, the original form is also identical. Now how would you understand? It's like an actor changing the dress, and yet dress is something which is contradictory to Lord's original dress. Chaturbhujam, Komalangam, Swarnakheer, Manditam. These are the descriptions of Akshiradakshaya Vishnu. Generally, he comes as an avatar. The Lord appears through the medium of Akshiradakshaya Vishnu to participate in particular functions, and he acts very wonderfully. That Akshiradakshaya Vishnu came out from the nostrils of Brahma. Was it not wonderful? That Paramatma is coming out from the nostrils. Yeah, he is within you. He can come out. Paramatma is all pervading. It's not only one Paramatma is there. Where is the position of Paramatma? Andantarastha Paramanu Charayantarastha. So he is everywhere. He may come out from the nostrils of Brahma, then he grows gigantic. We think it is fiction, story. But now, if he is situated in one atom and between the atoms, and he is omniscient, omnipresent, for him to grow or come into a big form of so many atoms, isn't impossible, because he is the one who is situated everywhere. But to bewilder the atheist, the Lord displays this. So they think, oh, it is very wonderful. But the rishis, those who know, they say, it's not wonderful. It is not wonderful, you, my Lord. It is just like an elephant plays with a little lotus. That is the description. The superior energy can mingle with material energy just as a little play. So, elephant is mingling with a little lotus flower like that. So, the bhuva means the earth was placed by Hiranyaksha down in the bottom of the Garbhadaka portion. And the Lord took the form of Varaha, because it is said that Varaha has a habit to go down deep into the gutter, submerge itself, and bring about, important that he can sustain all. So Mother Earth has to be rescued. So he took her, and he supported on the two tusks. So Hiranyaksha was disturbed, seeing his mischief was now undone by the Supreme. He's a pig. He was not understanding that this is his challenge mate, that he will have to face ultimate death. So for demons, for atheists, for scientists, it may be bewildering. They can't touch up the subject matter. They leave it on. They want to simply usurp the property of manifested energy of the Lord. Because that is observational. But again, with limited senses and limited sense perception, how much one can take, how much one can exploit. So if they want to collectively exploit, as like America as a nation is a collective exploiter, they may create some disturbance in the climate changes and other things. collectively they are small Hiranyakashipu, I mean Hiranyakshas. Very small. If you compare this demon's enviousness with the Lord, it's such a big demon. But that also becomes a challenging aspect to the demon. And he can never win. The Lord fought with the mace and so many weapons. And he was not killed. But from the left foot hook, he slapped him and he died. Isn't it very wonderful? So when the sarga, means the creation, was set in simply by the presence of the glance of Mahavishnu, all the 24 elements one by one started popping up. And with the help of three modes, they intercombine, permutation, and so many varieties have come up. And they have become, they did not come alone. They came with their subject matter also. If the sense of hearing is there, then the sound was also created. Like that. When the eyes were created, the fire was there to make it possible for vision. So, these are the dependent truth that will be manifesting from the original energy manifestation. So, absolute truth, satyam param dhimahi, he remains undisturbed. His energies are working. So Krishna as such, the same Supreme Personality of Godhead of Golok Vrinda, doesn't have anything to do. Simply he plays flute. Na chatasya karanam karanam cha vidyate. You can't see any karanam, means cause, or karanam means the activity of Lord Krishna. Na vidyate. There is no existence that he will be compelled to do something. No. Na chatasam asam abhi adhikachyatrashyate. Therefore nobody is seen as equal or greater than him. Parasha shaktir vividhi asruyate. That supreme energy's potencies are variegated and they manifest according to the nature of the Lord. As jnana bala kriya cha. So, whatever is being manifested is out of, his internal potencies that are working automatically. Now, can you imagine when Mahavishnu was formed and took place in the causal ocean, all right? For the purpose of creation, where did he come from? We call that he came as the first Purusha avatar from the secondary sankarshan of one of the Vaikuntha planets. And out of so many Vaikuntha planets, only one secondary sankarshan is expanding. Then where this secondary sankarshan come from? The rat. Baldev is responsible. All the Narayan forms in the Vaikuntha are expansions of Balaram and they are named different in their four hands, and the sitting postures, they are known as, some are called Janardhan, some are called Vibhu and these and that names, Govinda. So many names of Vaikuntha planets are there. But nonetheless, they are all expansions of first Sankarshan. Right? And first Sankarshan is in Golok Vrindavan. And he is said to be the second expansion. Vasudeva Sankarshan Pradyumna. So these are four primary expansions of Krishna. So now Sri Sampradaya will be stuck only at the creation aspect of Mahavishnu's responsibility. So they are Vaikunthavasis. Alright? They go up to maximum Karanadakshaya Vishnu. But the Mayavadis are baffled there too. They can't understand that there are Vishnu Trini Rupani. There are three Vishnus involved in the matter of spreading throughout the subsequent levels of, not only planetary systems, universes, then planetary systems, and then individually to reach us, the closest entity is Paramatma. So, what was the need? Because that far we have fallen. So, Krishna is accompanying us in this way and remain cognizant of us throughout. But we forget. Along the line, we lose him. As soon as we create a separate desire to lord it over, out of enviousness, we are immediately casted into the realm of Sarga. Then falling down further and further. They say we are getting opportunity to become Brahma, even to start the first jiva of our being. And we mess it there. Instead of helping the Lord, like Brahma, in his creative energies and use for his pleasure, we started usurping. So, we are failed Brahma. Otherwise, why we have gone down into 8.4 million species of life subsequently? So, in this way, we see that we have been missing the opportunity. But in human form of life, labdva idam sudurlabham bahu sambhavante, if we try to know through the prayers and activities of the great souls, as described in Bhagavatam, we may become benefited to understand the most bewildering aspect, that is Maya's activities. Maya idam, yo Maya idam susruje ati vishmayam. Your creation itself is the most wonderful thing that nobody understands. There are seven wonders, and Taj Mahal is one of them. What a bluff! Is so many wonders, they say. Niagara Falls is one. I just visited last month. But it's not more wonder. Humongous nature, the mother Prakriti. Prakriti's gigantic forms are there. They are existing. But the sky is more bigger than anything that you can gaze at least. What is not wonderful for ordinary people? Even the scientists, they are finding so many newer new things. Let them invent. Prabhupada said, let the foolish invent, work hard for us, and then we'll utilize it. They will be facing challenge at every step. You know, they have found out another cousin of Earth at distant in same galaxy, Milky Way. It looks like Earth, and they want to go there now just to say hello. But do you think they will know the secrets? No, foolish will not. They say, Mudhoyam na bijanati mame bhaparvam abhyam.
foolish will not know me. Na vijanati. So devotees are not foolish. They understand this rishis was it. Yes, it is wonderful, very wonderful for the foolish ignorant. But we have faith in you, Shraddha, because it's not impossible for you to act like this. Any wonderful act cannot be seen as a doubtful act. Was it a wonderful act when Ganesh drank milk? Oh, people were doing like anything. You know, they said, no, it is a capillary action. But drinking is a capillary action. Suction means there must be some vacuum, not on a micro level. It's on a visible level. How could you defy? Prabhupada said they did not go to moon. They cheated. And it came out. But yet they want to, you know, counter the arguments. NASA put up another offensive, you know, instead of defensive situation. Then common men do not know they are foolish. But we are not foolish. Prabhupada said, you are more foolish than common people. we do not agree to the so-called limited vision. That is a bluff. Right? Na vismayo asau tvai vishvamaye. It is not wonderful to you or those who are your faithful servant. You know, and you are the one who make it the whole world, you know, wondering about you. So, anybody has any question on this? The wonders of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Yeah, the manifested energies to think about or contemplate on that. Arjuna wanted to. How can I know you through your manifested energies? Can you show me? First, enumerate. But then, his inquisitiveness, can you show me at one place all of this? And that was the Kala. The 11th chapter describes the gigantic form, universal form of the Lord. And he sees everything there. Creation, sustenance and dissolution. Dissolution was more prominent because it was an imminent situation there. Alright. So all the three. Creation, sustenance and dissolution, all the three, he is saying that. And it is regulated by Kala time, you know, the time factor. So, Kalo ahamasmi lokakshaya pravruddha. Pravruddha means I am engaged in destructing the whole humanity. That is the time, that was the Lord's plan to exterminate wholesale. People do not know what is a Holocaust. They are afraid of that wonderful act of destruction done by Hitler. But if they compare to Kurukshetra war, oh my God, they are nothing. Right? No wonder they say, hey, swastika came from India and Hitler took it. Indians are more treacherous. They also believe in wholesale killing. Can you imagine by calculation how many soldiers died at Kurukshetra war? Only a few million in the Holocaust of Jews, extermination of Jews, the whole plan foiled even. Jews ran to America. So America will support Israelis like anything. They say American economy is in about 60% of Israelis and those who have moved there. And Israel is so bold enough, a tiny country surrounded by all Muslims who are their enemies. And yet, they are glorious. Their activities are connected with India. Israel, so many people in Israel have roots in India. In Konkan area, where they speak Maharashtrian. You know, so there are so many, people residing in Israel. At the border of Syria and Israel, there are Druze. Druze are peace-loving people. You know, our devotees have distributed so many books. And the whole delegation of the Druze came to India in Vrindavan. I was in charge of, escorting them and making the arrangement there. They came to Vrindavan, Mayapur, Bombay, all our temples. They were offering flowers to Lord Krishna. They say, our connection is here. But for the sake of their tongue, they speak Arabic, but they use almost identical words. They say Allah and this and that. But here is Allah, they say. So, devotees are preaching. Now they are also coming under limelight because they killed one of their clerics in the Syrian war. So many are residing in America. And elsewhere too. There are about 8 million Druze all over the world. So anyway, that is the geography. Any question? Yes, ma'am.
How can we understand that we have free will, but we have to follow the instruction of our spiritual master? So how can we understand?
Yeah. Because a spiritual master is in tune with the teachings coming down and he is imparting the teachings to his disciples. Right? So, if we see, even by comparative understanding, he will not speak anything else other than the conclusion of Guru, Sadhu and Shastra. Will he? So that much intelligence or responsibility we have to check. Yeah, that's about it. The knowledge is descending. All right? It's the mercy of Krishna, it's the potency of Krishna, and it is through Krishna it's available. So our spiritual master becomes a via medium. So Is there any other observation? If it is a spiritual master is a representative, and you have to know that he is not an independent person. In ISKCON it is not. Because it's the legacy of Srila Prabhupada, and we desire that we collectively put up a representation. Right? The Supreme Absolute Truth is descending. It is available to anybody who falls into disciplic succession. It's not available to anybody who reads our book and not follow the recommendation to come in the disciplic succession. One chooses even to go out, then also if he disconnects himself, he doesn't receive. Has he left anything not asked? In Bhagavad Gita, yat karoshi, yat ashnasi, yat juhoshi, dadasi yat, yat tapasyasi kaunte, yat tat kurushma madarpana. Dedicate your entire life. Whatever you do, offer it to me. Whatever you eat, offer it to me. Whatever you offer as a homage, don't do for anybody else, but offer it to me. Whatever charity you are giving, offer it to me. And whatever austerities you are going to perform, offer it to me. Why do you want to get purified? By all these processes, you will be purified. He gives guarantee. But why? So you will become manmana bhava, mad bhakto madhyaji mam namaskuru, mame vaishyasi satyam te priya, pratijani priyosi me. Pratijani means not only you should know, but you tell everybody that you are my very dear part and parcel. A father doesn't want to be separated from his children. That's a natural thing.
That's why hearing is so important.
Absolutely. Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaram. That's the foundation. Then Archanam Pujanam Vandanam. Then Dasyam Sakyam Atmanivedanam. And all three can be incorporated in a wonderful way of Krishna consciousness offered in ISKCON. Okay. Anything else?
You also mentioned about the avatars, so the three Purusha avatars, and the Leela avatar. So also, you know, Lord descends in the form of a Purusha, like Purushram or Ram.
Now there are three Purusha avatars. Purusha means the enjoyer, the supreme enjoyer. We are not supreme enjoyers. Alright? And three Vishnus are three Purusha avatars. Others are Leela avatars. where the transcendental pastimes are going to be performed by taking a particular role. Here, say, Varaha avatar, then Meena avatar, Narsingha avatar, Kurma avatar, right? So he can take in any the form of any species of life according to the need, according to the the Lord wants to be strategically presenting himself. For that particular reason, here it was an appropriate form of Varaha, because he had to dig out from the muck of material existence that Rasatal, it is the region of Rasatal, out of the seven planetary system, last is Rasatal. So Hiranyaksha hid the whole earth there. Now Brahma and everybody got troubled, because he is supposed to propagate. Right? Now they are praying, "Lord, we are having this big problem." Alright? So how is it possible? The Lord said, "Don't worry, I'll help you." And here he comes in a wonderful way. So bewilderment, if one is bewildered and bewilderment is not properly responded through the cultivation of the angle of vision of spiritual nature, then and then it will become a doubt. It will become an agnostic idea. It will cover our thinking power in such a way that we will become atheist, ignoring every aspect. And that's how people with different psyche is there. So it requires cleansing, thorough cleansing, by chanting, "Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare." It happens in every millennium of Brahma. Brahma is facing every day when his day begins. What a daily activity. Suppose if you were Brahma, do you think you'll be enjoying this life? In this human form of life, to remain very straight on the track of Krishna consciousness, it is difficult. Right? Suppose if we have been given a role of becoming Brahma again, what kind of intense focus we should have. Krishna gives opportunity, there will be nothing else around you. So you can't focus something else. No advertisement, nothing. Because there is no light. Even sun and moon are not formed. Brahma has to rely upon own self. And own self was also frustrated. He could not understand who is he, where is he, and what about him. Nothing. He got so much frustrated that out of compassion, the word came, Shabda Brahman, tapa, tapa. Mayavadi say, tap, tap. Means two drops of water fell and it sounds like that, tap, tap. But this tapa went into 8 ear holes of Brahma. Alright? And that started some triggering the remembrance that, last night when I woke up, I did the same thing. Okay, let me do tapa. Because this is not for the first, this is in a day of Brahma. And 12 hours of night means he totally forgets what he did in the, next day morning. Previous day morning. So when the next day morning comes, he is coming as ignorant as anybody woke up from this sleep, deep sleep. Doesn't know anything. At least for a moment. Unless he thinks, take tea and start getting little energy, artificial. So this is a daily affair for Brahma. It begins with challenge. Yes, Prabhu. It is 10,000 years of Brahma's life.
So is that those years, are they Brahma's years or they?
Well, at least a significant portion, even when 100,000 year of life cycle in Satya Yuga is there, 10,000 years means 10% of the time was almost a prerequisite for getting purification. That's how Kardam Muni and others meditated. They happened to be in Satya Yuga. So, celestial years are said to be, that is the celestial years of the demigods. And they also live for long, like Brahma. If Brahma has a day comprising of how many? 84,000 millions years of 12 hours. Right? So what is 10% of it? It's better to calculate our own way and the way we understand with our tiny life cycle and the tiny brain, it's identical. There is an only integer of n over it. 10 into n, integer n, unlimited. A starch molecule, C6H12O6 n times. It's called starch molecule. So we started understanding even little thing which is so mind-boggling, and it requires an integer to calculate. Then on the macrocosmic level also will require integers, because integers means beyond human calculation. Therefore, the word is not in number, but in nomenclature called number itself, N. N means number. Instead of specifying number, they will be stuck, But when you say N, means unlimited. Right? So, but the way we pass our lives, Brahma also passes his life. He has been, directly the manifestation of mode of Rajogun, of the Lord, then naturally, n times more powerful situation would be there, both in calculation of time and times, as well as his progress. His desire. We are only a little sample. But nonetheless, the desires are also magnanimous, then challenges are also magnanimous. How can we understand demons, Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha? They are so humongously disastrous. However you try to paint them, their demoniac features, from every corner of the world, yet it is not enough to describe them. Right? It is not enough to describe them. So what to speak of the transcendental glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead? Can anybody describe? No. Unlimited. They say, Ananta Shesh, who has thousands of mouths, all the time they have been describing since the creation, and yet they are not able to finish it. They continue and continue and continue. That is called superlative situation, which is beyond human material conception. But human being is not a material product, he's a spiritual being. So therefore, Guru Sadhu Shastra Vakya Chitte Te Koriya Ikya. How do we do that?
I think it said, correct me if I'm wrong, that Lord Brahma at the moment in his life that he's 46 or something.
Yes, almost over 50. Dvitiya Parardhe. Brahma's, he already crossed 50. So this is in the second half of his lifespan. So he's over 50. Our Brahma grew beard, it's all white. Naturally, you know, he must be worried too much. And early people who are, you know, burdened with the material life, so early they get your the hair gray immediately without much delay. Even some children have started growing, you know, gray hair. Children. This is Kali Yuga.
So Lord Brahma is going to be looking forward to Chaitanya, the next 10,000 years of the golden avatar, and then he goes from Kalki. So all this history is...
Right. But see, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came once in a day of Brahma. But other avatars are coming, you know, 1,000 times in a day of Brahma. It makes some difference, isn't it? Right? So, they are repeated and they are on schedule and they are going to come because the creation, sustenance and dissolution will be going on simultaneously. Simultaneously. Okay, Krishna created and... as soon as he sets in and Brahma started creating the entities, the Vedas were the first target to be stolen by the demons. And they become busy engaging in fighting. Oh, my dear Lord, come and help. Right from the creation, all the devatas are crying for help, help, help. Because they can't manage. Yeah, in and out. To our calculation, some of the insects just you know, pop up at the time of the evening and leaves the body when we get up. Within 12 hours, but they have lived the entire lifespan of the six changes in the body. It emerges, it grows, It becomes mature, produces byproduct, dwindles and disappears. All the six changes within even our knowledge, because most of us are sleeping during that time.
And Srila Prabhupada is bringing us out of that cycle. He's breaking us out of that cycle. He's pulling us out.
Yes. It's a powerful pool of Srila Prabhupada. All right, thank you very much, Lord Srila Prabhupada. Hare Krishna.
Just ask a big question. How do we explain to someone that that there are expansions of Krishna happening by the same time?
That's separated expansion.
But everybody is eternal. All these persons
yes.
are eternal. So how does it expand, but at the same time it's eternal?
See, ultimate point of realization, one has to see himself